Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District provides career and technical education to prepare all students to meet the changing demands of today's workforce with programs ranging from IT services, human resources, engineering, and cooperative work experience. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Hallnut explains the program and possibilities.
The career technical education pathways that we're developing as a district. So we have a lot going on with CTE, but we're looking to how do we as a district focus those in so we can start in middle school and when we're in high school getting the certificates, whether it's for an IT or whether it's getting a CNA as you're in school or a construction pathway. We have kids that are getting welding certs now. Maybe they finish at KPC as part of what we're doing with middle or jumpstart, who are getting hired right away. So building those pathways, recognizing obviously, not all kids go to post-secondary education. Some are going to go right into a field, a career field, or maybe some vocational education instead of college. So really trying to create that opportunity for all of our students.
The school district's program contributes to an individual's academic knowledge base, higher-order reasoning ability, problem-solving skills, work attitudes, general employability skills, and provide safe, occupational-specific skills necessary for economic independence as a productive and contributing member of society. In the most recent revision on the career and technical curriculum, two courses were developed to explicitly teach the Alaska employability standards and also embed the ideas into the other course offerings. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance Wednesday increasing the estimated appropriations for the Kenai Bluff Erosion Capital Fund Project. These funds are to be used for the Kenai Bluff Stabilization Project. Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander explained.
This ordinance appropriates the $6.5 million that was included in the state's capital budget this year for inclusion into our Kenai Bluff Erosion Capital Project Fund. So this $6.5 million, coupled with $3.2 million that we received from the state from 2012 to 2015, and also included in that is the $2.55 million that was committed to the capital plan last year, brings the total amount of money that the city has secured for our match at $12.25 million. And we're sitting really well with the $6.5 million in there to be able to meet our timeline of bid construction bids going out or 3rd of April of next year and hopefully see construction on this starting next summer.
In February of 2022, the project received federal funding in the amount of $28 million, which covers 65% of the total cost of construction. Through the ordinances in action, the city manager is authorized to execute a grant in the amount of $6.5 million to support construction of the project. With this grant, the city secures the necessary funds to meet the required match of 35%, so long as the project's total cost, design, and construction does not exceed $35 million. Councilmember Glenice Petty.
This project getting so close to putting rocks in the ground is a great milestone for our city, and everyone that has had a part to play in this in the past, present, and moving forward really enriches our city so that it will be even better for future generations.
The ordinance was enacted without objection. The Alaska Board of Fisheries Board will meet for a two-day work session beginning at 8:30 a.m. October 25th through the 26th at the Egan Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. No regulatory action will be taken at the work session. Immediately following the work session, the board will hold a two-day regulatory meeting to consider 11 proposals regarding Pacific cod fisheries in Alaska's peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Bering Sea, and Chinook management areas. These meetings will also be in Anchorage. You'll find details at RadioKenai.com. That's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.